This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
So I asked my buddy who flies for a major airline. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, what the F? And I go, what happened? Is it pilot error? Terrible. He goes, I know, this is to Jason's point, I know the winds were super strong. He said, from the videos, it looks like they just hit too hard. Maybe the gear collapsed, then it rolled. He said the descent rate looked too high, but who knows? Could have caught a gust of wind at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing nobody died. And then I said, do you think the pilot was landing in himself or is it on auto? How does that work? He says the pilot was. Those RJs, those RJ Bombardiers, whatever they are, mm-hmm. don't have auto land.
Ooh.
He said, even if they did, it was probably too windy to use it. He says you're usually using auto land when it's super foggy, low ceilings. I don't understand that.
Okay.
I said, in hindsight, should he have pulled up and try again? He goes, maybe. It's tough to say. So he doesn't have a lot of information, mm-hmm. but he did say just from looking at it, it looks like the descent rate looked a little too high. They kind of slant.
Once they listen to the recorders,
they'll get it all. Everyone's alive.
Yeah.
But. It is kind of scary. You think when you're that close and you're about to land. Like, I kind of take the landings for granted. Maybe I shouldn't.
Maybe you shouldn't at this point.
I kind of do. Hell.
I mean, what if it was a younger pilot who doesn't have experience flying in windy conditions? That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could have been.
But, yeah, I mean, the fact that it completely flipped over is nuts.
All right, so we wanted to get into the NBA All-Star weekend that was. How much of the at least Saturday night, activities/festivities.
Zero.
Did anybody watch?
I saw clips.
JP's the biggest NBA mark in here by a long shot. So.
I popped it on, and I saw the guy from Chicago dunking. All right, Bozelis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I think he was second, so I might have missed the first dunker. Bozelis, it seems like he's about 7 feet tall. He's really tall. He missed every dunk attempt. All right, and then I almost tuned out, and then I was like, well, let's see the next guy. And this before McClung came on. I never even watched McClung live.
He's 6'10". But
okay, yeah. So I watched him. They put a minute and a half on the clock, and he kept trying a dunk from behind the basket through the legs, and he kept missing it over and over and over again, right?
So they get, like 2 minutes?
Minute and a half.
That totally ruins it, too, because if you don't make it the first time, by the time you've tried it six times and you nail it, it loses its effect.
Absolutely. But he never even made one, all right? And then the next guy came on. And he missed his first dunk, and then I tapped out. I was like, you know what? Let me go back to Love is Blind. Because I just told my wife, we were watching it. I was like, let me just check out what it's doing. So, like, the dunk contest was atrocious. And then I watched the clips. Now, that said, McClung's dunks are amazing.
No. McClung's dunk over the Kia is the best dunk in the history of the planet.
Did you see the side-by-side with Blake Griffin's?
Yeah, but Blake Griffin's tall. This kid is 6'2".
I know. No. Blake Griffin jumped over the hood of the car.
Right.
Like, if you look at a side-by-side of Blake Griffin versus McClung, right, you'll laugh at how easy Blake Griffin's was.
What McClung did should not be physically possible.
Right.
It's unbelievable what he did. I mean, he's the top of that car has got to be 5 feet. And he jumps over it and reverse dunks it. I mean, after grabbing it off his buddy's head. I mean, that's stupid.
Well, then the other dunk
that is.
He also does the dunk where he has the one guy on the ladder with one ball.
Yeah.
And then he
grabs the ball.
The other ball is spinning. The guy's kind of spinning round and round. He times it, gets that ball, dunks it with the right hand, and then dunks the other one with the left hand. He's unbelievable. But the contest itself stinks because so many guys miss.
Well, you saw even the dunk that you're talking about, they have clips of him practicing it weeks in advance. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, of course.
These other guys, Baselli or whatever, that's what I'm saying. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, this is Super Bowl.
These guys are winging it. They're barely. They practice for a day or two.
They have dunk coaches.
They're not like.
The guy was out there the whole night with these other guys. They practice these. I mean, you wouldn't think they would do something they know they can't.
Problem is they're using the skateboarding model, which is just go out there and land the trick. If you land the trick, then you'll get the points or whatever. They're not getting docked for misses. Yeah,
Speaking of which, the best ones, you had
to go out there, and if you missed one, maybe you got one other attempt.
That should not be physically possible, right, what he's doing.
Incredible. How high he is. His head's at rim level.
Because the top of that car is probably 5 feet.
He's amazing. There's no doubt about it. But my argument is, he has a fingernail in the NBA. He shouldn't even be in the contest.
This is what people know him for. I get it. But no one else wants to do it.
Did they take my advice, by the way? Did they have some of those YouTube guys dunking? Because I saw a video of one of those guys, and he was like,
Not in the contest,
but somehow part of the weekend, because I saw guys dunking from the floor, and he was putting it on his Instagram, and he was like, I can't believe I got to dunk on this floor.
Zero basketball played like all weekend. It was a festival of Kevin Hart and Shaq.
Yeah, they also did the skills competition. Yeah. This is how big of a joke
it
is. Did you see the highlights?
Yeah, they cheated. Yeah, so they got DQ'd.
So the deal is there's a dribbling portion, there's a pass through a net portion, and then there's a shoot three pointers portion, and then the fastest times advance. Well, they thought they found a loophole that you just have to have the 3 point attempts.
Yeah.
So they just took the ball from the racks and they just threw them.
That was an embarrassment. There was like a windmill going around.
Yes.
It looked like a mini golf course that Valdez has gone to 100 times in Ocean City. It looked like, is it Old Pro? Is that the name of it? Mm-hmm.
But that's
like, what is this?
Knicks is the new one.
But that's the spirit of the whole All-Star weekend, is that these players have punted, and LeBron deserves to be criticized too. LeBron was picked. And he deserved to be picked as an All-Star. He's actually still having an incredible year, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he basically knew he wasn't going to play in the game, and yet he didn't say that. He shows up like an hour before the game in his sweats, and he doesn't play, and he just hoard like a potential replacement. Like somebody would have been a big deal if somebody makes his first All-Star game. Mm-hmm. LeBron just selfishly hoard that spot.
I mean, he's the most powerful guy in the league. He can do that.
Well, no, he's protesting something. They haven't figured out what it is.
Right.
LeBron definitely was protesting.
Okay.
He's pissed off at Adam Silver. He has to be.
Is he protesting either the format
or potentially the schedule? Nobody really knows yet, but it's completely unprofessional what LeBron did.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a national.
It's their spotlight.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't just show up and say, I'm not going to participate in the game 30 minutes beforehand.
Think about how many changes they've made to the actual All-Star game. I mean, when we were growing up, it was just the game we loved watching. It was East versus West. And then they switched it up, and it was, I can't remember, Team Shaq versus Team, you know,
well,
LeBron.
They would draft their guys.
Yeah, and they would draft their guys. And those final scores were in the 400s. And now they're doing this, you know, these four different teams. You played a 40 points. I mean, it's just...
What?
And then I happened to see...
They played like a little tournament. So what first team to 40 points wins.
What Drab was referring to, I happened to see, because I popped it on for a little bit, right? and Kevin Hart was out there, and they were honoring the inside the NBA guys. But it just went on and on and on. Like, they brought them, you know, fishing gear because they do the gone fishing thing. And then they brought them, like, jerseys and rings. And then I tapped out, which was in between these little mini games that they're having. It's a joke.
Two hours and 26 minutes of commercials and breaks. 33 minutes of basketball.
So the players.
And basketball's awful anyway. I mean, it's never been worse as far as All-Star game.
We have some audio from Draymond Green. Apparently, he's just crushing the current format here.
This question leads to where he wants to go.
You work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Kenny's team is done, by the way. Chuck won. Kenny's team was one that's loaded.
Yes.
Yeah, so SGA's still in it, Victor in it. But you're talking about the scoring records that we've heard. Tatum leading all scores, 55 a few years ago. It's harder to catch
them. They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an All-Star, Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best?
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
I just wish you were here.
I can't remember
Draymond's
who said
like
it, though.
The voice of reason all of a sudden.
Oh,
yes
right.
And no, though, because I can't remember who it was. He said, well, Draymond's part of the reason that this has happened. The general.
You know, I know that, you know, there's some skepticism even in our staff about the format of this game. However, the only thing that's questionable is that, you know, the young guys get to play Sunday. But in terms of play, Chuck Adams said it best. You said there's a reason why this game.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to disagree with Draymond a lot. You know, we're trying anything. You know, I use the analogy like when your kids mess up the house, you make them clean it up and they complain and they mess the game up. That's why we're trying kamikaze stuff out here right now. So his generation messed the game up. So don't act like he's mad because they're trying to use rookies and we're doing every type of trick to make this weekend exciting.
Man, I think he's exactly right.
Adam Silver's got a big job trying to fix this thing.
Maybe his generation, but is Draymond directly a part of it?
He's been part of All-Star games.
Yeah, but I mean, did he like make it a mockery?
Well, he's saying his generation.
All right, well, he's blaming him too.
Yeah. That Draymond is calling it out, but he was part of it. Part of these games that, you know, for years we've talked about it, how the games became a joke. That they don't play any defense anymore. Yeah. That they score, as Jason said, in the 400s. Guys are just launching threes from midcourt over and over and over again.
In 2017, it was 192 to 182. I mean, think about that. So Adam Silver is going, all right, well, Team LeBron against Team Giannis, that ain't working because it's just a farce. And then they go to this little mini tournament where you've got teams playing to 40. And Steph Curry's taking half quarters. That was ridiculous that he hit that. I mean, he took a three and completely turned around after he released it and it went in. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the Four Nations face-off.
Yeah.
I'm not a hockey guy, but I think it's garnering more interest than the NBA All-Star Weekend.
They're at least competing. They're going hard.
The first 10 seconds of USA versus Canada was better than anything that the NBA All-Star Weekend offered. Yes.
Now, I don't know if the ratings compete, but in terms of
the NBA,
the product, the NBA probably gets better ratings, but in terms of the product, the NBA needs to find something where the guys try.
I'll tell you this.
And I saw Jaren Jackson. I saw the Grizzlies All-Star say he's like, I know that this is kind of the rep. Right? The guys don't try. He's like, I'm going to start picking up guys full court. But it's a game to 40.
Who said that?
Jaren Jackson.
The problem is these guys are all corporations. They make so much money. They just don't want to get hurt in these
things.
You know
what? The world's just different.
It's just a different
world. In every
world.
Aspect.
I thought they played a little harder from when I watched it. Like, it looked like there was a little more defense.
With Kyrie versus Wemby. That looked pretty cool.
The only All-Star game that hasn't changed is the baseball all-star.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything else has changed. The NFL didn't even play it anymore. Well, they do flag.
They knew that that game was a complete fiasco.
NBA's changed a billion times.
But remember,
the hockey
they had
has
to
changed.
Try to tweak even that one by giving like home field advantage to whichever league
won.
That's
true. But like just in terms of how like the format of the game, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They just got to find a way, I think, to go back to the old school East versus West and just get guys to play a little bit harder. They keep pointing out, it's true, that guys compete harder in their summer league basketball than they do in the All-Star game.
And part of it was like there was a big tribute to the NBA on TNT going away after, what, 20 or longer years? That was like a huge portion of the
weekend. Yeah, like I said, it was a huge break, and the players didn't like it. Like, if they won their first-round game, right? So it was split into four teams. Then you had to wait forever to play again.
Yeah. And that's the last thing I wanted. Trae Young said it was ridiculous that they were waiting that long. Plus all the commercials like you talked about. I thought that they had a few years ago, I thought they went, you know, when it was still East versus West, I thought one team got paid and the loser didn't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Didn't they do that?
Yeah, but these guys make so much money that it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't pay them $10 million each, but if you paid them something, but the losing team gets paid nothing, I mean, they probably don't care.
But again, they probably don't care. It's a drop in a bucket. They make so much money.
You're right.
I think if you did an international team versus the Americans, it'd draw little interest, but I don't know if there'd be enough. I mean, you'd have, I guess, Joker.
From what I saw,
the best
one single moment of the entire weekend was McClung's dunk over the car. That was ridiculous.
All right, if you have any ideas for fixing the NBA All-Star Game, you're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.